Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, even your enemies. Tell everybody. This is cocooning the microphone. That's cocooning from the microphone. Cocooning from the microphone. Here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one, the only, accept no substitutions. It's 11 o'clock on the dot here. We'll have to get our next installment of this episode and what have you. Everything is about to happen, my kids. Everything's about to happen, so brace yourselves. Oh, this show is all brought to you by Organic OK. Guys going around there trying to help the less fortunate and whatever and whatnot. And also brought to you by, well, it's not brought to you by, but check out Maya Harrison, the recording artist. She's still out there. You know, it's funny. Most musicians aren't making any kind of like real money so much anymore ever since free downloading came along. That's the reason the music industry is always trying to copyright everything, dude, because if they can see it for free, they will. And look, I know nobody wants to pay for anything. No one. Don't we all wish it was free? No catch. One way the catch is, look, this is something I believe for. This is one of the reasons that we have this homeless epidemic problem. When money stops exchanging hands, everything kind of falls apart. Maybe that's when we work on a bartering system or whatever, but it's all coming apart, all because nothing's free anymore. Well, actually, maybe too much is. I'd rather have it for free, too. I'd rather pay nothing, but, you know. Anywho, when we last left this story, okay, let me start from here. DJ Butterfly Feces, that's myself. I was a guy who was living in the beautiful, gorgeous, extremely ideal McKinleyville, California. McKinleyville. And I've been living there pretty much my whole life up until it was like 2015, early in the year, the beginning, the birth cry of the year. And in 2015, everything was all, I hit a wall, more than a wall, basically. I was just, it's a really nice place to live. It really is. But you know what? Wasn't enough. You got a feeling of that world passing you by. Everybody else was going off doing whatever. I don't know what I was going to do with my life. How could I? I mean, I was a C average whatever my whole life. I was okay. Marginal, moderate at everything. I needed to be something special. So what happened? I tells you what. Got in a big falling out with my family. My father and mother were tired of me just. I was still living with them. Didn't have the money for college. And everybody was trying to go to college, back college at that point, find some high demand skill, little labor, big pay and whatever. Everybody was doing that. Because they could become a slave to the system. You know what? It was even, I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't. One night my parents said, you got to get a job. You got to get a job or get out of here. Well, I got out of there because once again, a job would be nice, but where is there a job? You know, things are bad all over. I said this before and I'll say it again. Maybe I say it too often in my shows. Technology has evolved to the point that basically we have machines doing everything for us. There's more and more people now than ever, and more machines to do stuff for people. So, well, you know, even the worst jobs, whatever, there are a lot of immigrants trying to break into this country with both hands just to do those slave labor, just to be a here. Because you know what? Even if they're on the street, it's nicer than where they came from. Anywho, I've been kind of, I don't know what, because you know what, I basically saw the light. This man, I was basically, I walked out of my parents' house with basically with the clothes on my back. I almost had like a knapsack with a bandana, my stuff in there on a stick, the old cliche, I was going to ride the rails or whatever, but they designed trains so people, you can't hitch a ride on those things anymore. Anywho, I found myself in the woods of McKinleyville, California. I did. I basically did. And you know what? There they were. There was Organic OK and a bunch of other vagrants. And we talked. We shared stories. We shared a lot of stuff. And then he told me to join him on his expedition. He was going around trying to clean up the world, you know, pick up garbage, and try to enlighten handicapped homeless people, try to make the world better for people in general. Get everybody else to do the same. It wasn't about helping the homeless, it was about healing the world. We've been hearing about this for a long time. A lot of people try to do it. But how many... has it really worked? I mean, we got to keep trying until eventually we get it right. And no, it seems like a lost cause, but you know, no, this is a fact. If we don't do this, if we don't keep doing it, if we don't keep trying, if we don't keep pushing, whatever, you know what? It's all just going to, it's only going to get worse. Got to keep coming ahead. That old cliche, if you got to keep going forward, move ahead just to stay where you are. Why? Because life's always moving ahead. Maybe we should try to find some way to get world peace, world unity among humanity before it's too late. Whatever. He basically got me to get down on one knee and he dubbed me. Touched me on the shoulder with two fingers. Like a king, and he knighted me. I dubbed the DJ Butterfly Feces. Why DJ Butterfly Feces? Well, once again, I had a Blog Talk Radio show before. I wasn't a DJ spinning discs and whatever. Such a dead art form. Let me tell you something. I wasn't just a guy putting this record and that on. I was in a toilet. I was blogging. I was whatever. I wish it had taken off more. And nowadays, social media is allowed to give everyone an internet, a voice of some kind. It has. I kid you not. What's my point? I guess he dubbed me DJ Butterfly Feces, and I accepted both hands. And they took me on his trip. Later that night, we basically roasted food over that fire, shared all those stories, we opened up. And you know what? Spent the night in that tent thinking, my God, I can't believe this is happening. This is very fortunate for me. I could have basically been stuck out there wandering the streets broken down like everybody else. This is a gift from above. But there it was. I was picked up, and you know, then we basically rode this almost convoy of his RV and these cars all the way to Miami, Florida. I was excited. I was seeing the rest of the world. We went to Seattle, Washington, Scottsdale, Arizona, Honolulu, Hawaii, to Antigua, the West Indies. Well, then we didn't go by car, but the point is we were going everywhere, all over, and we were healing the world. Healing. We were. But you know what? We spent some time in Honolulu, more than just a day. We spent an extended period. And things were jacked, my friend. Jacked. You know what? Nothing. Nah, I'm kidding. It was especially hard. Because I said this before and I'll say it again, and hopefully everyone here will get the message. Even if you're homeless in paradise, you're still homeless. Went to a lot of different places, dude. It ain't paradise when you're homeless. Well, okay, so, dude, what place ain't paradise when you're homeless? I mean, it's just, everything's hard when you got no money, man. Everything. Think about all those people out there who get into basically, you know, fender benders. Let me tell you something, man. I was accosted once. You know, the time or money for legal activity, I should have taken on the chin. I should have swallowed it. You know why? Because I ain't got no time. I ain't got no money, whatever. I got a lot of money, man, but I'm on this personal mission or whatever. Don't have time for all that. I know what he meant. How many times do we do the wrong thing that's more convenient for us? Someone accosts us, and we take it from behind because we're so afraid of a hassle. We're so afraid to do something. How many times, it's all for people who have more money. Doesn't it seem like everything is? We all worry over money. We got to sweat over money because you see what happens when we don't have it. But you know what? I mean this. How many times do you not have the time and resources to do what you need to do because you just didn't have the money? I got to tell you, I did. I thought about that basically as we headed towards our next destination, back to West Hollywood, California. Now, as I told you before, here's the thing about West Hollywood. It's West Hollywood. What, like a West Side or whatever? No, let me tell you something. Most of the clubs and restaurants there, whatever, I mean, it's not really a place, basically, where the celebrities are going to go. It's still kind of Hollywood. But once again, Hollywood, Honolulu, Miami, Florida, or Antigua, what place is paradise when you're broke? Well, there we were in our car. I talked to Zach. I said, yo, Zach, what are we coming back here for? Zach told me organic okay didn't think we did enough here the first time. And he was right about that. Okay, I was going to talk to people to helping, healing, loving, whatever, picking up this, throw away that. I was going to do that. But this time I want to savor in the place, not just work. I want to enjoy this a little bit. You know, Organic OK said, you got to enjoy some of this. But I think, are you enjoying your life? Even when you're in the worst position, you know, thankfully, I mean, nowadays, even when you're waiting in line at the DMV, thank technology for an internet phone. Actually, in a way, this gets me to my earlier point. Sitting around waiting used to be such an ordeal, but now everyone has their phone. Everyone has their whatever. So like I said, look, it's like this girl I used to go out with very briefly. She's the only girlfriend I ever had. Let me tell you something. She took advantage of the fact that I needed her. She loved to make me wait. She loved to. I know women in general tend to take forever, but she went out of her way just to. I know women. Look, now before you basically go on, it says, like, no, it takes a woman longer to get ready. That's a fact, brother. Look at me. That's a scientific fact. But more often than not, women are going to make you wait because they know you will. So it hangs the balance. Will she? Won't she? I told Zach, I said, yeah, look, I remember, said Zach. Zach told me, I remember, like, literally, he said the worst thing can happen to a man is when she doesn't show up at all. Bad thing can happen when there's not a date. I said, I don't know how to basically, well, life gives me lemons. I didn't make lemonade. I was just sour over the fact that I got lemons. 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, DJ Butterfly PC's cocooning from the microphone. Please, call in. Get involved. Don't just listen. Talk. I'm at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. And this program is brought to you entirely by Organic OK. Someone's going around for the cause. And to the man himself, we're fighting for it. And I want to make special notice of Maya Harrison. She's still recording out there. She's still doing stuff. Anywho, look, I know you think it's a little bit off topic, but I want to talk about the thing conversation we had. Homeless people have conversations too, you know. We talked. He said, the thing is, this is a fucked up thing. No, I can't believe I said that. Well, we'll fix that in editing. Women will often make a man wait because they want to know he will. One of the worst things that can happen is she doesn't show up. I mean, the worst thing that can happen to a woman is having a bad date. He's not. But to a man, the worst thing that can happen is having no one at all. You get to reception all the way down here, nothing. Something bad has happened to me. And I remember this one time I was stood up. You know what happened? She was just, she didn't show up. I was there. Music was too loud. I wanted to party in person, whatever. Everyone was. I should have learned to make the best out of a bad situation, but I really didn't. I don't know. Sometimes I think I try too hard to expect the entire world, everything to be in perfect alignment. Like this rare plant that needs to be treated just so to bloom. Maybe more like the cockroach who can thrive in any environment. Why to bring this up especially? Well, here it is. When we basically made it to West Hollywood, California, we were talking to some of the locals there. And there was a woman who was rail, just like we were railing about all womankind. There was a woman there, mad at the male species. She said, I used to have basically, it's with this man. Sometimes a man ain't a man at all, you know. Men aren't men throughout the course of 5 minutes of their lives, man. Not a full man. I mean, really, honestly. Now, personally, I'll tell you what. It's with a guy. He wasn't great. He wasn't my dream boat. Wasn't what I wanted. But he kind of helped me out and stuff and take care of me. And you know what? Not much I stay with him because this is how I wound up on the street. That's the thing. Men design the system. They make it. They design it so we can't personally get a little bit. We can't get a little bit of what we need. A little bit of stinky cheese. Not a little bit. Not just a few crumbs. No. They design it so we need them. Zach laughed. He said, you damn women and your excuses. See, if all that talk about basically equal rights in the 60s, if all that crap about how you want to do everything that the men got to do, kept screaming you want that, now you find out that that's, meaning that to basically do everything, you want everything the men got, that means you got to go through everything the men have to go through also. For all that talk about how you want to basically be in the workplace and maintain what you find out how hard it is to basically maintain your own home, how hard it is to go out there hustling towards that job. You make excuses to male conspiracy. You're like those pathetics who try to blame everything on UFOs, and some basically mysterious man in a leather armchair in the dark smoking a cigar, stroking a cat, while you can't do it. You find some real experience out there in the world, in life. You can't do it, can you? You just can't do it. You know, screaming for all that equal rights or whatever, and you know what? If you knew what it really meant, I bet you wouldn't have even bothered. Life itself is hard. It's hard for everybody. You didn't realize that, did you? You women, you get such a sheltered little existence. Find the right guy. He'll take care of you. The hardest part of your job was just giving birth to his kids. You know what? He knocked out all the bills. He put food on the table. All you had to do was cook it. Life was too easy. You felt bored. You felt restless. You wanted to go out there in the pit of it. Now you see what it means. They got into a big heated debate, Zach and that bag lady. I wanted to tell her that she was right, that Zach was right. Women say, finally after they did, I said, look, you say men are disappointing. That's because you women are to yourselves, I told her. I know it's like a sexist thing to say, but hear me out. Sometimes everybody needs to hear. It's true. You women disappoint yourselves. You're still expecting a dream boat to come in there and rescue you, but you want to ask what happened to your fairy tale ending. Fairy tales went out a long time ago. You expect a guy to show up there and be perfect, to be much better than you deserve, and do everything for you. Besides, that actually happened, you'd be unable to do anything yourself. Can you not make it work for you? Can you not live your own whatever? Can you not care, keep the roof over your head and the four walls? Can you? She basically said something I can't say on this radio program. It's supposed to be for general audiences. But just that was an admission she knew I was right. I just say something. Speaking of the guy himself, I say, this is one of the hardest things in the world, dude. Women are a disappointment in a way to themselves. They almost, they hate themselves. They hate their own gender. They hate themselves and they hate each other. They hate themselves for the same reason that, well, guys really kind of hate them. I think the hardest thing about women is basically they just have this expectation. They have all this entitlement. Everything handed to them. And I know that was the case, but it's not so much anymore. Well, Gecko K used to say, whenever you see a white guy in prison, man, you know he does something bad, man, something bad. But dude, whenever you saw a woman on the street, and it's hard for anybody, but women always have the option of being able to find a man who will provide for them. When you see a woman on that street, well, as much as it saddens me to say this, you know there was something that I messed up. There was a time when a man basically still lived with his parents. It was sad. Maybe it still is. Things are built bad all over. Everybody's falling on the street by the wayside now. I ask, what do you think about a woman who's still living with her parents? It's kind of adorable. Kind of cute. Zach said, used to be. This is the 60s and 70s. Dude, a woman still living with her parents, that's even worse. That's worse than a man still with his parents. I said, why is it worse? Well, first of all, after all that talk, you know, after all that job women saying they can do it all, they don't need a man for it. A, clearly they couldn't. She couldn't even find a man to provide for her. Yeah, this woman, she must really suck. It's true. It's true. And I realized despite all our anger and objection towards each other, bigotry towards it, you know what I was going to do? I thought to pick up some trash. I picked it up and threw it away. I tried to encourage some other people to help. Once again, I got the reaction of, why should we bother? This is Hollywood. Well, no, not only was it West Hollywood, not only, they all would ask the same thing. I'm trying to get everyone to help pick up the garbage. They all ask the same thing. Why would we bother? Why should we? We were good, hardworking people who got thrown out because of, you know. They could. There's more people now than ever, but less resources for them. And so why bother? Why bother doing something for any kind of system, any society that did this to them? They were good people. I mean, some of them were. They were harmonizing the community, and this was their reward. I thought about what Zach said and what that woman said. Women do just kind of show up expecting Prince Charming. Even when they're not exactly Sleeping Beauty. But that's the thing, dude. There was Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, Snow White, Rapunzel, and always a Prince Charming who was more or less the same kind of... The funny thing is, it is kind of more like Rapunzel, Sleeping Beauty, or Snow White. Prince Charming will show up for that princess to rescue her, to something her, to whatever. But Cinderella... Every little girl loves Cinderella's story, dude. She still loves the idea that Prince Charming's going to come along even when she's not exactly a princess. Oh, he's going to make her a princess. Every single little girl. I don't know. Zach had a point. He said it himself. He said, no woman ever wants to admit. I mean, even she knows what she wants. It's illogical and irrational. But she wants what she wants when she wants it. So I was thinking about being a woman, you expect the world to entitle. You have this entitlement. You expect the world to bend for you. Whatever you want in women is. And they're still looking for a guy who can and will do all that for them. Even they know it's insane. But that's what they expect. women still expect that every man is to be a gentleman for them, even when they're not a lady. They expect the world to just accommodate itself for the two of them. But you know what? She ain't gonna happen. Life is what it is. And if women basically want anything, they're going to have to basically stop expecting the world to bend and stop looking for handouts. And stop expecting. They ain't looking for Mr. White, look for Mr. Perfect. If they stop doing that, maybe they'll. It's true. One of the hardest things, I think, is that in a way, women will almost lie to them the moment they're born. Don't just watch all those ridiculous romantic comedies where love doesn't work out. They're told all those fairy tales, and they think this is the way it's going to be. Life's going to be like that. It's going to be that way for them. And they miss the boat. Life is what it is. What about me? I don't know. I mean, in a way, I think the hardest thing, really, personally, is that there's that one guy every woman is dying to give it away to. Every other guy has to wait until she finally, he does have to accept the fact life ain't like that. Because hook. Woman always expects a guy's got more going on than she does. So this is going off on a battle of the sexist tangent, but you got to understand, so that's all we were talking about, basically, while we were there. Me, Zach, the woman. I try to sit down and get everybody to... I desperately tried to get them to put their differences aside. What you're saying is true. All true. Put that aside for a moment. Maybe you don't need Prince Charming to come along or even exist, because he doesn't. And you know what? In the end, if this world plan, if we could all just work together, America could get more socialized. It was Hollywood. But once again, people are not listening. I walked down the streets and saw a lot of the broken people with the same old stories, how messed up things were. You know what? I want to say it was like pulling teeth. Because it's not like pulling teeth actually worked. It's Hollywood, they thought. So what if it gets dirty? It's Hollywood. Who really cares? Many minutes after the hour here on the program, the Butterfly PC's cocooning from the microphone. Tune in and get involved with the cause. We're here at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. 515-605-9079. Guess what? Nowadays, they have this weird law where you have to basically push one to go out and dial a number. It was exhausting. West Hollywood, California. I tried to talk to Organic, okay. Can we talk?
Yeah.
It's happening again, man. I mean, I know I've said this before, but it's happening again. It was. Nobody wants to help the system that did that to them. You know, I mean, you know, you said there's nothing, my father said there's nothing worse than basically welfare people, the kind of people who sit around and think the rest of the world, people who do stuff, owe them a living, owe them a handout. But these people do, because they were people who actually really had lives and are willing to worry and whatever. They were thrown out on the street because the system's just broken. Why? Why should they help? Why should they? Besides, if people know that if they throw garbage in the street, the homeless people who are thrown down the street with the garbage, they just pick it up, well, let's make more garbage. It doesn't make people entitled. And in a way, all of a sudden, I understood. That's why I focused so much on that battle of the sexes thing that Zach and that vagrant woman were talking about. Because that's what it seems like. In a way, it's a problem especially women have. Lifetime of just having a guy step forward and do everything for them. Do everything. And I mean everything. Everything. It's what's enabled them so much. Can't do so much for themselves. Because somebody else will always be there to do it for them. The end. I told Organic about that whole speech, the whole debate that literally Zach and that figure when we're talking about. He said, yeah, you think that's true? It is true. It's the hardest part, dude. Women expect, women do say, you know what, people expect that. But you know what? They're not going to need it to happen if this thing goes through. I told you, man, it's like that old saying, man, the reason it's not a perfect world is because nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and make the effort. Organic laughed. Yeah. Wise beyond your years, boy. You're wise beyond your years. We started going on ourselves, picking up trash and garbage. I tried talking to some of the rest of the homeless members as their friend. I went around personally, whatever, trying to talk to them personally and whatever, about everything. It wasn't so simple. It wasn't so easy. We picked up garbage all around West Hollywood. I tried to basically help a few more people. I told them my stories on the street. I told them that I saw someone die. Thankfully, they didn't live in such cold climates, and a place like Hollywood's going to have a lot more money to go around, but the thing is, it does happen. You know, one messed up thing is, you know, you want to learn something, you want to educate. I mean, the thing is, you want to learn something that's going to give you a high-demand skill. It's going to get you off the... But when you're on the street, how do you re-educate yourself to make sure it doesn't happen again? Some had grown accustomed to it. Some loved it. But you know what? Some just surrendered. I was angry. I was mad. I was especially exhausted. I tried telling them all my stories of what happened to me on the street, all my everything, and who I was. And they were moved, but they still said, why should you still want to help this to you? Now, you see, that's the thing. Now, you're with that guy in the Winnebago, all those cars right there. You're not starving. You're being taken care of. And they were right. You know what? I wasn't homeless. I was with Organic. You know, if I was going on that street, if I was a vagrant, if I was, I'd bet you almost anything I'd be a lot less... I'd be a lot less generous than I am now. Only the guy with a roof over his head and four walls. Only a guy who's being taken care of by somebody else's money. And Organic had money. Only him could afford to be so chivalrous. I kept trying to get him to talk to him about everything. There we were in West Hollywood. I picked up garbage, threw away trash. I tried telling my tale, and nobody wanted to help. Thought a lot about that, everything he was talking about. Not as Organic, but everything Zach said. It's true. He's mad at women. You know something? There will always be a battle between the sexes. He made some good points. And a lot of that was patterned after the fact that women do expect more than they deserve. Always holding out for the highest bidder. They're still expecting the world to stop and go for them. Why? Because that's what she still expects her man to do, and in fact, that's exactly what they still need men for. For everything. What do men need women for? Well, just the one thing. The one thing every guy wants. And the gay men, well, those are the ones who made women obsolete. So there I was in West Hollywood, picking up garbage, cleaning up by myself, going around talking about this horse, whatever. A few of them said, I hope this thing works out. I hope it does. But how is this going to... No one likes a new idea at first. But also, would this work? I mean, that's what they've said when they basically first tried to put a man in space. It seemed insane. A great idea, but is it possible? And if it is possible to create world unity among all mankind, if that is possible, is it going to work like this? Is this going to do it? And homeless people pick up some trash? For the very society that just kicked them out, one of them, we're all going to get along, we're all going to be, got to do something. I don't know. I just started walking around town, thinking about everything, every last little thing, every. I don't know. That night, once again, I mean, we weren't off the mainland of America, so we, instead of the tents or whatever, we slept in the cars. Actually, I remember one night at one point, Organic wanted me to go outside for a little while, just go outside on the street and try to convince more people. I said, I asked all of them. They said it's a nice idea, but they didn't think this was going to work. This is not going to... I said, dude, just keep trying. It takes a while for a message to catch on. Any prophet at first, everybody, when everyone heard their rap, they all laughed. No, without their faith was going to take off. And to be fair, a lot of them didn't. But isn't this a worthwhile cause? Even Organic said, I mean, actually, not Organic, but one of the vagrants said, it's always a noble cause, dude. You know, there's some people who basically go around pretending to collect money for charity, and it turned out that they're just embezzling the money for themselves. They're going to run off and basically spend that money on booze and porn, especially around the holidays and whatnot. See, it's for a good cause. It claims to be for a good cause, but you don't know that. You know the charity always. I don't know. I told them all about the charity. I told them all about what we were interested in. I told them all about what we were trying to do. And it was met with How is that going to bring peace and order and goodwill? I haven't tried pushing the whole organic living thing. Imagine, organic living in Hollywood. A lot of people living organically here in Hollywood. A lot of celebrities are vegans, the living bohemian, whatever. I don't know. What do you do? One thing I really went out of my way to do myself was check out all of West Hollywood. It was kind of lovely. Almost every place we were was. And you know what? It was kind of warm here. At least we weren't in some really cold climate. Of course, it felt a little chilly after Honolulu. But it's one of those cities. It's like Beverly Hills, another place we visited at one point. Somehow, when the town is expensive, when it's a nice, posh, nouveau-riche neighborhood, nobody feels that bad for the people who are really on the streets. They feel really bad for them when it's in a really bad part of town, whatever. Vagrants, those are the first ones to get scooped up. Messing with them. But I gotta tell you something. And this was Hollywood. People there are all like, well, who knows? You know, this is Hollywood. Maybe they'll get discovered. They may get a 7-picture contract deal tomorrow. But that happens. You do that all the time. The excuses people tell themselves and each other not to deal with anything to justify what they want to do is scary. Once there was a guy at my school who basically was a football player. He used to torture this fucking goth kid. He used to jump and beat and, you know, just pick on chins. When I asked him, why are you doing that? Why are you stalking after him? The big football guy asked, what, are you in love with him? Are you? Now I got to ask that because you're stalking after him like you got a crush. Like this is your first crush. You know, how else to deal with your sweet? I mean, why are you stalking him? Said, I'm just having fun. Besides, look, he dresses in black. He always goes on. He thinks life is so hard and difficult and whatever. Goths always want to basically say the world is hard and cruel. I'm giving an excuse. I'm doing him a favor. Now he can basically say it really is. The lies people tell themselves to justify it. We do what we want to do. 45 minutes after the hour here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Please call in. Get involved. We're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. The excuses we make to justify doing what we do. I think people always make excuses, and they always will. What's going to stop people from making excuses and trying and force them to not justify wrong and try to get the job done, do what they need to do? They have to. You have to put them in a situation where they have to do it. You have to put them in a situation where if they don't, like, there's no excuse. Either you did it or you didn't. No matter what the reason matters to you. Nothing. Look, the reason matters to you, okay? Matters to you. To everybody else, it's not the why, it's the what. Did you? If you did, you did. If you didn't, well, there can be no excuse. That was especially true now, and I know a lot of these people, they didn't deserve to be here, really, they did not deserve to be on the dang street. But there they were. I know people who were so mad, basically, at the world and whatever, they didn't even bother to give to charity if they had the money. Some held on to everything they had out of spite. Some have been screwed over by the world. They want to become the very evil that hurt them and hurt others back. West Hollywood. I passed by, finally, you know, I mean, we spent some time around the, you know, what do you call it, shanty parts, you know, with little tents up and whatever. And you know what? I finally did it. I convinced people to help me pick up some garbage and whatever so they can have a nicer place to live. Even if they're on the street, they're with the nothing. Even if, guess what? We were together and we were okay. We're living a little bit better. They helped out. I asked them their stories. I said how everybody needs to take responsibility for themselves at some point. And I said, there's some of us, this time I didn't say women, just women, but people in general, who are still waiting. If they had just been better to me, if they had just given me what I needed, if they just accommodated me, everything would be okay. When you want everything done for you, me, I never expected everything to come to me. I guess I always kind of wanted something that was going to happen that do, and then everything would be all right. Well, I guess in a way it did. But am I making the most of it? I was. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. Back when nobody would help me, back when none of them would, nobody would help me. You know something? I was still doing it. I was still going around asking. I was still picking up garbage. I was trying to talk to people. And even before I found anybody who could, I was still trying. They say you got to give to get. Sometimes when you give, you don't necessarily get, and you don't want, and you never want to give again. Give till it hurts. Was it hurting me? I had my problems. Who doesn't? But dang, Organic was still financing this whole trip. I was not crying so much. He was taking care of me. I guess I was still waiting for that moment when he literally comes to me and he tells me, okay, you know what? Buck stops here. I'm cutting this line off, and it's all you from here on in. Yeah. You're right. But you know what? All was calm. All was bright. I'm sorry, that sounds like a Christmas song. Let me just say something. I did it. Finally got a bunch of us to get together and do something. Anywho, West Hollywood. Organic, I said, I have to ask you a question. Yeah. Why did we come here again? I mean, why did we come back? Well, sometimes we're in a place a little longer. No, but why do we come back here like this? We may go over the same place again. We may revisit these places. But this is a place in the community and whatever, and we all need to help each other and whatever, and hope you're doing that.
I am.
I'm doing that for you. I've been doing that for you. I don't know. But the thing is, I'm sorry, I'm at a loss right now. I'm not sure how else to say this. I want to find a way to say this. I told you, I ask Organic, okay, what do you believe in? What we need to do is keep on doing this. Nobody listened to you. Nobody believed the words you said. Nobody would go along with you. No one. And then they did. What do I do? Yeah. West Hollywood. I told them to spread the words of their friends. You know, you get the word. I pick up the garbage, you guys. I pick up the garbage. When things are bound to improve, let the world know that you are doing this. Get the word out. And he said to me, he said, I will. They all said, we will. I told them our mission, world unity, socialism in the planet, everybody teaming up together. truth is, a lot of my life I felt like the black sheep. I guess it's a surprise I was cast adrift. There was a time when whether you something really had to be wrong with you to be homeless. Either that or you really want to see the world. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to do. So keep on spreading the message, the organic message. I told everyone my friends what I got them all to help each other, to team up more, to work a lot more, pick up trash more. And you know what? As we did, we started telling stories, opening up Sharon's like before. They told me their tales. They told me of basically, honestly, how some of them came out to Hollywood to try to make it as celebrities, and it didn't happen. They told me about how they were never planning on going to Hollywood to become celebrities, but they did want to become rich and famous, entrepreneurs, and it didn't happen. Two of them told me it did happen, and they wound up losing everything. But they'll get it all back. I wonder if some of them would. I really hope they did. I was at a loss. More than a loss. That and everything. I came a long way, I realized. I wish I'd met somebody out there. I wish I had. I didn't. Not soulmate love, maybe a big passionate tawdry affair like I had before. I told you I had two really good ones so far. Why not in Hollywood? Maybe if I'd have told one of those ladies over there, one of those vagrant ladies, the ladies who are looking for Prince Charming, that they could have spent the night with me in that RV with Organic. Even I know he wouldn't want that. What was I going to do? She was going to throw me a bone. I was going to throw her one, too, and then, what, just take care of her forever? It was Organic's money. I went over there and asked if any of them could join us. He said, no, not here, not this time. I don't see the commitment in them like I saw in you. I don't see that. That just blew me away. He wouldn't just take anybody. Sure, these guys would be more than willing to do it if he promised them a place to stay and pay their way. But to him, I was special. More than special. I was the guy that he really needed for this thing to take off. Okay, I'm sure he might have been able to find somebody. For some people in the world, it's kind of hard to... It's like any civil rights movement. If that great leader had never been born, it probably would have been somebody else who did it. But the truth is, he did see something special to him, and I wasn't going to let him down. Besides, what was I going to do? Go back to McKinleyville at this point? I told you, of all the places we saw, we were seeing McKinleyville hold a special place. McKinleyville had everything. But I wasn't done seeing the world. I wasn't ready to be a vagrant and go back to my parents just yet. A lot of homeless people like that, I imagine. Dang me. As we got in the car again, I looked back and smiled. Because it really looked like a lost cause, and it wasn't. I drove off, I said. You wish we stayed a little longer, don't you? I gotta tell you, at the end, I always want time to leave. I always do. Except when it's really, really cold, like it was in Seattle. You need to learn to toughen up, boy. I think how hard it is for them, the ones who actually live out here. You occasionally sleep outside, we all do, but mostly we sleep in the Winnebago. Intense. He was right. He was so right, it was ridiculous. Thank you for listening. It's 58 minutes after the hour here on the program. DJ Butterfly Feces, cocooning from the microphone. This program is brought to you by Organic OK. If you want to get involved, please do. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. It's also brought to you by, what is the idea that we can get together and do all this, you know? We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. Join the cause, my friends. Tune in to tomorrow's show. See how far we get from there. Thank you, and good night.